Patsy Ron is a poet and prose writer, published in various journals, anthologies, and academic publications. She has given readings in Toronto, Los Angeles, and Bloomington. She is a founding member and chairperson emerita of the Writers Guild at Bloomington. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Patsy, what poems have you brought for us?
In the quiet of the cave, in the silence of the world. In the quiet of the cave, there are mutterings whispered around the fire. The firelight flickers, shadow and light, chasing the sounds along the walls. Outside, in the silence of the world, rain falls, a veil of rhythm and tiny staccato statements layered into melodies. The wind, arising, lifts through the thickness of the leaves, flinging and twirling, rustling and rattling, revealing the breathing of the sky with its roaring. In the cave, hitting stone on stone, stick on stick, clapping hand on hand, foot to earth, the fire sparks and spits, the transformed wood sputters and hisses. Bring in the flute of reed, of wood. Divide the moment into more moments, a moving along in a flow of sound, a flood of feeling, lifting an arm, shaking a head, moving the mind to imagine. Listen and imagine what things there are outside the cave, yet to be seen, yet to be felt, yet to be imagined. Remember the cave drawings of bison, of horses, running in herds, their hooves shaking the earth, a thunder of drumming as the running flow of hot hides, snorting and blowing, are captured in a single elegant charcoal line along the stone, made alive by the flickering of the spitting fire. Never tire of listening to the hum of the stars. Never forget to stand still and feel the whirling of the universe. Then sincerely bend your ears to the right and to the left, to above you and below you, and marvel at the march of ants and the flights of flocks and the rattle of clouds scraping the clear blue sky. What particle, what molecular structure, what hormone and enzyme do you hear when you lay in the cave? The fire calmed down, silenced to coals. When the stars have quieted and the roar of wind dissolved, what pumping of blood, what beating of heart, what heart valve whistle laces your closed eyelids with dreams and imaginings of things to come that only you can hear. Nature abhors a horror. For the children in Gaza and the children in war everywhere. My flowers have grown 5 feet tall this summer, trying to make up for all the death. My grass has remained thick and green, trying to make up for all the pain. We've had a lot of rain, as if it would wash the blood away. We've had a lot of sun, as if it could blind us to the baby's bodies kept in ice cream freezers, stacked like boxes of popsicles.
You have been listening to the poems of Patsy Ron on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.